Welcome, everybody, to Flings, Rings, and All the Things. I am your host, Rachel, and I am joined, as always, with one of my BFFs, Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
How have you been? What's been going on? I haven't seen you in, what, 3 weeks?
Nuh-uh.
No.
Actually, I have no idea. I don't know how long it's been.
I don't know.
Was now that you said that, I'm like,
was it the last time we recorded?
I think so, yeah.
Which was a couple weeks ago.
Shit, has time really gone by that quickly?
Apparently.
Okay, well, I didn't know. Well, you're here now.
I know. Well, this is my one weekend free in October.
I know, and I made sure to make sure I was available because you and Allie both were like, yeah, we're only free on this weekend, so this is when we're doing pumpkin carving. And I was like, okay, well, we'll make it happen.
Listen, I work in theater, and it's just September and October especially, is like my busy time. And I'm just like, you so nicely invited me to go to Salem today. And I told you, fuck no. Because
so nicely.
No, I did. No, I said it a lot nicer. I'm like, no, listen, I need some downtime. Like, this is because for the next 3 weekends, I'm booked. Because next weekend, I'm in tech. The following weekend is the run of the show. And then the following weekend, I'm at a wedding in Tennessee. So your girl is unavailable.
That's fine. Whatever.
I know. Sabrina's mad at me. No, she's not. I make it very hard to be mad at me. But Sabrina, you have very exciting news.
I got a new job.
You did get a new job.
Yes. I was like, which news? Yes, I got a new job. I am so pumped. So by the time we release this, I think I'll be starting the new job.
Yeah, because this episode's going to go out in 3 weeks.
I might it might be like the first week that I start my job.
Yeah.
I am so pumped.
I am so happy for you.
Thank you. I'm not going to say where yet because I don't want to jinx it.
No, and we also shouldn't say where we work on the internet.
No, that's true. That is true. We also shouldn't say it.
Because people can be gross.
But yes, I am so excited. They actually are promoting me to the assistant manager position. I know. I've waited my entire life to be a manager. Like, you have no idea. I know. That's such a weird thing to say. I've waited my entire life to be a manager. But like, if you asked baby Sabrina what she wanted to be when she grew up, she would always say, I want to rule the world. Every single time.
And you could.
Thank you. So this is just one step closer.
Let's give a little insider tip. Sabrina texted me on October 1st. She sent me, we need to blow cinnamon into our household.
Yes, 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 yes.
The witches tell us that this works. It has yet to work for me, but I am so happy that it's worked for you because I know, because you'll be gone from this job, and I can say this, you have been miserable at your previous position.
Nah, yeah, I was not happy.
And you've been searching for, I want to say, for a good like 4 or 5 months.
It's been 8 months.
Oh my God.
Yeah, since February. I've been searching, and there have been opportunities that have come to me,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't meet my requirements of what I was looking for.
And let me tell you this about Sabrina. Sabrina can negotiate her salary so well.
Thank you.
And like, if you ever need tips, come to Sabrina.
Oh yes. No, anytime you make a deal with, so it is a deal, and essentially that's what it is.
Absolutely.
you are breaking a deal with another company. You are selling yourself and your skill set, and a lot of people always just take the first offer that they get. This job I did because I told them what I wanted and they gave it to me, so I'm not gonna like counter what I wanted. Like, that doesn't make sense. But there's been other jobs where they provide me their salary, their package, or whatever, and I always come back and say, like, this is actually what I'm looking for. Obviously within reason, like, you can't get too greedy, but
bless you,
know
Riley.
Your worth, obviously. Bless you. And this company felt that the number I provided was worthy, and honestly, that's always a green flag when the company's like, yeah, I'm sounds good to me.
I love this for you.
Thank you. I'm so happy. And even still, this job that I'm taking, it wasn't about the money. Like, the last job that I left, it wasn't about the money.
Mm-hmm. It was about how you were being treated.
Exactly. So now that I'm hoping that it goes better at this new job. I'm again, the cinnamon got me here.
I will be continuing to do that because I also have some news.
Tell me.
I have signed with a TikTok manager.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Who are they?
It's Z Media.
Z Media, okay.
So this process, they reached out to me because I sell items on TikTok Shop.
Yeah.
I review items on TikTok Shop. And they hit me up a while ago and they're like, hey, we want to help you. Like, we'll help you facilitate things, blah, blah, blah. But it'll be like, you'll have to do this a lot on your own. And I was like, okay, sure. They then started a one-on-one management company mm-hmm. and reached out to me and they're like, hey, are you interested in doing this? And I was just like, somebody to tell me what to do and I'll make more money, please and thank you. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know what I'm doing on TikTok. I just post and edit videos and hope they do well.
But that's why people like you.
That's true.
Well, you're relatable.
That's why I hope people like me. And so I did send the contract to a lawyer friend of mine. I wanted to make sure that I was not being taken advantage of. They are going to take 10%, but I do think that's fair.
Okay.
Because they could be like, we're going to take 50%. And I'd be like, I don't think that's fair. But they're taking 10%. And I have a meeting with my manager on Monday. And I'm really excited.
I am excited for you. I know it's funny you say that because the other day you were saying like, oh, I need someone to help me manage my content. There's so many packages. There's so many things that I have to go through. And then like, so maybe this is your cinnamon,
maybe
Rachel.
Maybe this is my cinnamon.
This is your cinnamon.
Because I was talking to my therapist and when I told her all the different ways I make money, she goes, oh, Rachel.
Yes.
Because I work a full-time job. I freelance sound design. I also am an adjunct professor. And then I have TikTok. And she goes, Rachel, you are spreading yourself too thin.
You are.
You need to put your weight behind a few things. And truthfully, right now, I take any project that I can for sound design mm-hmm. just because I do love it. But there's some shows that I know that I'm not right for, but I make happen anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Riley just walked in with his toy.
Hi, baby.
Riley, want to come play?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Riley's got to play a little bit. But, yeah, so she's like, well, what do you want to put your weight behind? And I was like, you know what? I want to put my weight behind TikTok teaching. And because I'd like, unless I'm making six figures on the internet, I'm not leaving my job.
Well, a girl can dream.
A girl is gonna dream. So I guess the cinnamon is working.
See?
I guess the cinnamon is working.
First of the month, you stand on the outside of your house, you put the cinnamon in your right hand, and then you blow it into the house, and you have to say like this chant, prayer, whatever you call
it. This manifestation.
Thank you.
We're gonna say manifestation. And yeah, so I will let everybody know how that goes. Hope like my content's not gonna change. I am excited to like have somebody tell me what to do to be successful at this because I've been doing it on my own for so long mm-hmm. that like I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at pretending I know what I'm doing. But like we're both doing really well.
Yes.
Literally you texted me. You said guess what? And I was like, "Oh my god, she got the job."
Yay!
And I was so happy for you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I just knew how unhappy you were, and that's not fun when you see your friend unhappy.
No, it's not. It's bittersweet though, because I do like my team.
Mm-hmm.
So the people on my team, I do feel bad leaving, and that's one of the things. I'm still there right now, and I am thinking about like all the work I have to do and the people I am leaving behind, and I'm just like, I'm gonna miss all of these people. Yeah. I will say, because like the team that I was on was just fantastic. Like they were all really hard workers, and there was just like, we were all kind of simpatico. We were kind of all like upset at the same time, like dealing with the struggles of the amount of work that we have to do and yeah. things like that. So we're all kind of like struggling on the same sinking ship. But like, I know. But at least we had each other to try to like talk it out.
Nothing bonds people more than something going wrong.
Yeah, trauma bond.
Trauma bond. Mm-hmm. But I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I am so, so happy for you. How does Harrison feel about it?
He's excited for me. He actually, funny enough, didn't think I would get the job. I didn't think I was going to get the job either, to be honest. Yeah, I know. I I felt good talking to those people. Mm-hmm. They were all really nice. And they seemed to like me and I liked them. And it's a different avenue of what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I'll get to like learn how to do, which I've pivoted in so many different roles now that mm-hmm. I'm excited to try something new.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I'm happy.
Enough about our good news. Let's talk about some things. So this week's episode, we're talking about cheaters, dating app icks, and we're going to talk about the stigma around women who want men to be a certain height. Yes. Those are our topics for this week. And as always, if you guys could like and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast or come over and comment on my TikTok, you guys could send us emails at Plus Size Living with Rachel. If you have like stories you guys want us to read, tell me anything. We obviously will change names and stuff, but like come let us know that you're out there and listening to the podcast, because we love talking to you guys.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. So, Sabrina, cheaters. Have you ever cheated on anybody?
I have not, but I've had someone who cheated on me.
Tell me the story.
Okay. So,
obviously this is a safe space.
Yeah. No, this was one of my first boyfriends.
How old were you?
I was 17.
Okay.
We dated in high school and then we ended up going to college together. And this guy was in high school. I always got this weird feeling that he was still seeing his ex-girlfriend. Like people would come up and tell me like, hey, so-and-so is eating lunch with his ex. Don't you think that's weird? And in my mind, I'm like, no, that's fine. She has no friends. Like, he's just trying to be her friend still. Yeah, I know. I know. Silly. 17.
17. 17.
All right. So then I was like, okay, let it go. Whatever. Then we get to college. Or even in high school, he would, like, miss important milestones. So, like, it was Valentine's Day and he, like, wouldn't show up.
Ew.
Yeah. Or it was Christmas and he, like, wouldn't show up. And I know, again, this is 17, Sabrina.
No, I have 17-year-old yeah. Rachel was messed up. So I get this.
Right? And my parents would be like, where is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, college hit and I asked him to go to some event with me. A couple of my friends and I were going to go out and he was like, oh, I can't. I have to study. And I was like,
did you guys go to the same college?
We did.
Okay.
We did. So then I ended up, I was like walking to the event. And I see his car. And I'm like, is that his car? I have his license plate memorized, by the way. I'm a fucking psycho when it comes to that shit. I like to memorize people's license plates. And it worked out in my favor.
Yes.
So I know it's his car. And the car is running. And I'm like, this bitch said he was studying. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I walk up to his car and I knock on the window and he rolls the window down. He's with another fucking girl.
Oh, not even his ex-girlfriend?
Nope, a different girl.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep, a different girl. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just hanging out with whoever it was. And I was like, I thought you were studying. He's like, oh, well, I'm finished now. And I was like, what are you doing with this girl? Why are you in a car with this girl right now? He's like, insert whatever excuse he used. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I just walked away at that point. And I was like, yeah, this fucker has been cheating on me the entire with Ugh. Multiple women, apparently.
Ugh.
Not just one. To this day. So he's actually still with that girl, funny enough. But he cheats on her all the time.
Oh,
yeah. So he's just he just cheats. That's what he does. He's a cheater.
Serial cheater. And he's no one has held cheater. Him accountable.
Yeah. So that guy is garbage.
Trash.
After we broke up for the last time, I was just silly me was like, you need to pick me or her. He picked her. And I said, I gotta ask why. I'm like, you know, whatever, no hard feelings,
no, I gotta ask why.
And he said, because you will eventually leave me. She never will.
Ugh.
Yep.
That pisses me off.
Yep.
I hope she at least cheats on him. Or maybe they have an open relationship.
I don't think she's that kind of person. That's not the impression I got
from her. So it's been 15 years and they're still together?
Last I checked, yeah.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah. That's my story.
I truly do not understand cheaters, because if you're not happy in your relationship, just fucking leave.
Right?
Just leave.
Right?
Because you're going to do more damage to the person if you end up cheating on them.
Oh, yeah.
And then they find out, because they always found out. Do you know how many Reddit stories I've listened to of people finding out that their partners have been cheating? I was driving here today and I was listening to a podcast, and this man with his wife of 10 years found out that she had been cheating on him for 2, because she wrote it all down in her diary.
No!
Because he went to the doctor and he had an STI.
No.
And that's how he started figuring it out.
No.
And he was like, I've never cheated on her. I've never been with anybody else. So he goes to her diaries, reads all these stories of her cheating on him. And because she would go on work symposiums or whatever, like, mm-hmm. and it made sense. So she would do it then. And like in the 2 years that she was cheating, she'd been with 6 different men.
What the fuck?
And he said in his Reddit post that like, that it was that she was so appreciative of him for being such a good husband and father to their kids, so she could go. And I'm like, do you realize what you have done to these children? Do you realize what you've done to this man?
Right. And that's how you appreciate him?
And that's how you appreciate him? Mm-hmm. By fucking other men? Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Some people do have sex addiction. I do believe that that is a thing. Some people are just fucking evil. And
agreed.
Only care about themselves. And I think cheating is incredibly selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I, to my knowledge, have never been cheated on. I also haven't, I'm going to say something. I haven't physically cheated, but I did when I was 18 emotionally cheat.
I have a question for that, but continue your story.
I still feel horrible about it. Like, it was with my high school boyfriend. We were together for like 3 or 4 years, I forget. This guy that I ended up being friends with in college, like, reached out to me on Facebook. Like, because you know when you go to college, like, people reach out on Facebook and be like, hey, let's try to be friends.
Sure, yeah.
Because there was, like, Facebook groups to be like, introduce yourself, what's your major, where are you living, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this guy reached out to me. He and I are still friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he was actively, like, pursuing me and trying to, like... And it was like the first weekend away of college, and I was in my feels, and I was just like, oh my God, maybe he's the one I'm supposed to be with, and ended up breaking up with my high school boyfriend because of it. And I was just like, this isn't right.
But you broke up with him.
Yeah. We literally lasted less than a week away at college together.
Damn. It is funny how that works, though. You're going through a different time in your life. And I do understand why people break up before college, or why they don't, you know, I mean, obviously it's your choice, but this is a different you that you are entering when you go into college.
Yes.
My therapist always says that every 7 years you change.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that was your 7 years, like your cycle or something.
Maybe.
Or maybe you're a little early because it increments to seven.
Because when I hit 25, I changed too.
Mm-hmm.
Drastically. But also it's a good thing that high school relationship ended, because we can get into it another time. We're going to do an episode on high school.
Sure. Oh, high school.
High school is terrible.
Really,
Faye.
Would not go back.
Nope. But like you said you had a question for me about emotional cheating.
Do you consider emotional, or first off, what do you think is emotional cheating?
If you are like, if any part of your emotional health relies on another person when that emotion should be coming from your partner, I think that's emotional cheating. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Like, if you're reliant on them, I think is emotional cheating.
How did you rely on this guy? Without getting too into it.
No, we have to get into it. I always thought I was like the ugly duckling, and just like, and I went to college and I was suddenly cool because I was a girl in a male dominated
school
degree.
Okay.
And so all of a sudden had all of these guys interested in me. I was a hot commodity, which didn't happen in high school. And as somebody who was deeply insecure in high school, nobody knew that I was the girl with mental health issues. Nobody knew that my mom had cancer. Like, nobody knew. And I was, and I could just be me. Nobody had these preconceived notions of me. Because when I was going away to college, my mom did have cancer, and like, it was a question if she was even going to move me in, if it was just going to be me and my stepdad, like if she was going to come down for that weekend, if it would be okay for her chemo cycle. So it was like this new beginning for me, and I took full advantage of it. And I also had this romanticized version of my head of just like, I'm going to find my person. I'm going to get married by the time I'm 25, like going to have my life figured out. And yeah, so, and then the really dumb thing is that boy and I never even fucking dated. We did hook up, but I never got the title of girlfriend. Like, he would, once he had me, he kept me at arm's length, and then he dated another girl.
Isn't that how that works?
And then we didn't talk for a year and a half because I was like so mad at him. And then somehow we became friends again. And now we like, we'll Snapchat back and forth and just about, because we're both, we both work in the same fields and stuff.
You're nice. I would not have been able to do that.
No, I know. I'm too much of a people pleaser. But I, like, I don't think I could cheat on anybody. Like, I truly don't. I think, also, if you hear water in the background, that is our third podcast host, Riley. He is taking a water break. He's working very hard this episode.
No, really. He's trying to get my attention a lot. I see that.
He's a little needy.
That's okay. I like
it's okay. We
baby.
Love the baby. We do love the baby. But I'm sorry you got cheated on.
That's okay. Honestly, I mean, like, no, it's not okay. But I mean, like, it's okay because I learned a lot from it. Yeah. Like, I know it was 2 seconds ago. It was just like, oh, that girl. He first off, not her fault. That guy was awful. And, you know, it's weird that they're still together. But, like, maybe she's got, like, Stockholm syndrome, you know. Or maybe he's abused her so much that she doesn't know that what he did was wrong.
No, and it's been 15 years. It's hard to untangle. I don't think your lives are so,
you know, so if anything, I feel bad for her, you know. I feel bad for her.
I also,
like,
feel bad for her.
I used to be in that situation that she's in, and I finally got out, and when I did, I definitely learned a lot about myself, especially, and he was the turning point of who I am today. I will say that, because
it's so good.
Yeah, so that I became a better person because I was like, you know what? I will never let this happen to me again. And it wasn't the cheating part. There was more than that, but I'm not going to get into it. But like, I will never let that happen to me again. And I will never let a man treat me that way again. No person, period, will ever treat me that way again. Yeah. And that's why I ever since him, I've only dated better and better every single time.
Oh, what's that like?
Yeah, no, it's you you figure out what you don't like.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, like, when guys start exhibiting those symptoms, or we'll call them symptoms, and they start exhibiting those symptoms,
they're,
you're
diseased,
like, you're like, weed that out. We're not gonna stay with that guy.
Yeah.
AKA
I'm still in that process, but it has been I'm gonna say a month since I deleted the dating apps.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
And I have never been happier. Let me tell you, I literally, focusing on me has been so fun. And like, we talked last episode about the men in my DMs. I don't know what I'm putting out into the world right now, but they are actively in there.
Rachel, it's cuffing season.
No, but this guy lives in fucking Kentucky.
It doesn't matter. Cuffing season is real.
Like, he, it was opening night for one of my shows a couple weeks ago, and I was looking bomb. And he slid in the DMs, and I will be honest, Rachel had a lot to drink. I no longer know my tolerance because since I've lost like 25 pounds, I no longer know my tolerance. And it did not even compute in my brain to be like, maybe slow down. Maybe stop taking shots, you dumb bitch.
Oh my God. Just call me. I'll tell you.
No, the worst thing was the next day I had to spend the day with, I didn't had to, I got to spend the day with my parents. I was severely hungover.
Oh, of course.
We went to Lineman Orchards and I threw up in the bathroom.
Hot.
Yep. And then we went to Tropical Smoothie. I threw up in the bathroom.
Hotter.
I was a mess. And my mom, rightfully so, was upset with me. I'm just like, I did not know my I don't know my tolerance anymore. Yeah. And as I am continuing to lose weight, I need to like be smarter and not a dumb bitch. But anyway, I was texting, oh God, somebody take my phone away when I'm drunk, because he complimented me and I was just like, maybe we'll have some fun.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Get out. Compliments.
Listen, you tell me I'm pretty.
Oh, I get it. I get that very much. Especially if a lady tells me I'm pretty. I will, because I feel like they're more genuine than
yes.
Them.
Oh,
I really
God.
Do. Like
in the comments on my Instagram post, people telling me I look hot. I was like, thank you.
Yeah. When women say it, it's more genuine. When men say it, I'm like, I don't know.
You're just trying to get in my pants.
Yeah, exactly. You're just trying to get in my pants.
And then this man out of nowhere sent me a video of him stroking his eggplant.
Oh,
like,
oh, so it was a video. I thought it was just a picture.
No, it was a full video of him flopping it around.
Was there sound?
Of course there was sound, but I didn't turn it on. I was too. I was like, oh my God, there is a eggplant on my phone right now.
Did you save it?
No.
Okay, no. I'm asking this question because I know that there are people who will save it and send it to their girlfriends and just be like,
no,
look at this.
No, I think that's so invasive.
Fair enough.
Because like, I don't want, because if I'm sending.
There was no face, right?
There's no face.
Okay.
Because if I'm sending a scantily photo, because sometimes I like to put some lingerie, because when my ex and I were dating and we were apart, I would like put on his favorite piece of lingerie and I would like send those photos to him. Because your girl, I love lingerie, adore me. Hey, if you guys want to sponsor us.
Hey.
I do love some lingerie moments. I feel so pretty in them, but I've lost my train of thought. Anyway. Oh, because I don't want, if I send those photos to somebody, like that is just for that one person.
Fair enough.
And I would hope that they aren't showing their friends. So I would never do that to somebody else.
You're a good person.
I try. but yeah, and like he I don't really know what his job is, but he sends me a lot of videos of like gorgeous like interior design stuff. And he was traveling for work, and I guess the Airbnb that he was at like had a sauna, so he sent me like, I know
he
sent,
did this in the sauna?
No.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because like, this is why, because it was like an 8:30, like, and I was like, okay, it's a video. And then I open it and eggplant. But it normally just sends me like gorgeous interior design, because I'm a slut for interior design.
I get that.
And like, I don't know what it is, but this guy was like, I've had a crush on you for 4 years. Like, I really wish that I could meet you. Like, stuff like that. Like, kind of low-key love bombing. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
Nothing.
And
block it.
I really should block it. But yeah. There's something that excites me a little bit. And like, getting a little bit of validation.
Mm-mm.
I know.
No, Rachel.
I know.
No.
I'm terrible.
No, you're not terrible. You're just, you know, feeling a certain type of way.
I honestly, I think I'm in a hoe phase right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
We're doing that chapter again?
I think we are. Hoe phase part two.
That's okay. I'm here for it.
10 years later.
I just expect all of the details.
No, of course. Because like right now. Okay, we're going to get a little bit into this. I am just, if you're any of people in my life, please stop listening now. I just want good spicy sleep. That's what we're gonna call it, so we don't get demonetized.
Wow.
Spicy sleep. I just, that's all I want. Like, I don't want the relationship right now. Like, I'm focusing on me, but I miss the intimacy of spicy sleep.
Hmm.
I miss that part.
Yeah.
So I am, so when these men are in my DMs asking for, not asking, but just like flirting, I'm flirting right back.
Okay.
I am into it. And it's, yeah, it's, we're both consenting adults.
No, no, no. Live your life. Live your life. I just like presents, so.
I did. Oh, my God. So on our video that I promoted our third episode, which if you have not listened to our third episode, go check it out or else you're going to be very confused. A lot of men, like it found, like I have started to get like a lot of men followers and like older men in my DMs. And I'm like, I'm not going to respond to you. I'm sorry.
Like, why not? Presents. I'm laughing, but I mean it.
I know. No, I should just give you the phone and let you deal with them.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Vet them, see if they're real.
Yeah, vet them, see if they're real. Have them send me a test $5 and then we'll go from there.
Amazing. We need to get on our topics because Rachel's on enough tangents.
Okay, so we talked about cheating. Dating app icks.
Oh my God. What were like... We're going to segue now, you guys, to the topics that we agreed on talking about today.
What?
Dating app icks. Like things that women see on a dating profile that make them swipe left. Did you have some? Because you weren't on the dating apps long. Until you met Harrison.
Yeah, no, I definitely had. I did it in college. I did the apps in college and then I did them. Yeah, I've been on the apps. I've definitely been on the apps. Fish pictures.
What is with men holding fish?
I don't know.
What is there? I need to know the logic behind it.
I don't know.
Because it is a well-known fact that women like swipe left on fish pictures. Mm-hmm. Like there is a whole trend on TikTok of women posing with their favorite things, like men posing with fish.
Yeah,
because like I follow this one book talk creator and she's like posing with my books like men pose with their fish.
Yes.
And
yes,
it made me laugh so hard. But like, why? What?
I think it's kind of like, I did this, you know, be proud of me. I think that's their validation. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Now don't get me wrong, if you are a fisherman, like that is your job, you do commercial fish, I'll let that slide. All right. But if you are just wearing one of those Columbia sweatshirts, you got those glasses on that are like blue, you know, they're like are a different color, yeah, they're yeah, reflective. Yeah. You got a backwards cap on and you're holding a fish. I'm like, no, sir.
I don't know what it is. I just like, it gives me the ick. Like my dad taught me how to fish. I knew how to fish from a very young age. I can cast my own line. I can set the hook. I can do all that shit. But I would never post a picture of me holding a fish on a dating app. I don't get it. Like if there's a man who could comment why they think that's a good, like,
oh yes, please tell us. I want to know.
Is that the only time you guys take photos of yourself is when you're fishing? Because if so, get different photos.
Or in the bathroom.
Or, oh God,
bathroom pics.
The mirror selfie shirtless.
Yes.
Ugh. Why?
Tell us, please. Tell us why.
Please. Like,
I want to know.
For scientific purposes.
Yes. Why? Yes. Scientific purposes. I want to know. I want to know. This is a study.
One of the other things that I hate is like in their profile when they talk about the about me, they're like, ask to find out. Or it's like, I guess you'll just have to meet me. Or I don't like texting. Let's just go out on a date. It's just like, no. I need to talk to you a little bit to feel comfortable about meeting you in public.
Yeah, that just seems lazy.
Yeah. And it's just like, I like any like please put some thought into your about me.
Yeah.
Like give me something to work with. Especially because like I am normally the one to like reach out first. Like give me something that can start a conversation for us, please. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
Hell, have one of your other girlfriends write it for you.
Like,
we don't care.
We will do it. Like, I give, when I had my profiles, I gave it to the committee. I also had my my friend Mike, who is our friend Allie's husband.
Mm-hmm.
He spent a good half hour going over my profile when we were on the Cape this summer together. He's like, I want to see your profile. I want to look at your pictures and like, I want to analyze things. And I was, so I gave him my phone. He had a blast.
See?
He was telling me like what he liked, what he didn't like. He was like, men will like this. I'm like, okay, sure.
See, and it's from directly from a man. So like, he knows what he's talking about.
He knows what he's talking about. He's also a married man. That's so true. I trust his opinions.
And a doctor.
And a doctor.
So we definitely trust his opinion.
We do trust Dr. Mike. But one of the big things for me on dating apps is men's heights. And I might be called shallow. Mm-hmm. But for me, as a woman who is 5'10 and not skinny, who is plus size, I love when a man is bigger than me and can make me feel small. It's also that I know my angles, and if you are below me, you're seeing the chins.
Oh, okay, that is fair. I do understand that very much. I do get that.
Sabrina sees my chins all the time.
No, okay, no. I am 5'4", but that's not.
You're fine. I see.
You're actually boob level for me.
That's true, and I'm sure men would love that.
I think it's great. Booby queen, remember.
Sabrina loves a cleavage moment. But it's honestly like, I like feeling smaller than my partner. It's just it does something to me. It can like get me out of my head in the bedroom also. Yeah. 'Cause I'm like, what is he thinking? Like the intimacy of all that, like not, 'cause I get in my head like very easily in those intimate moments until like I feel comfortable with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's also, it's just like, I come from a very tall family. Mm-hmm. My uncles are 6'9" and 6'7". My brother and my male cousins are all over 6'2". And it's also like, if I rock up to Hanukkah dinner with a man who is 5'8", knowing my family, he'll be ripped to shreds.
Aw.
It's just the way that it is. I come from a Philly Jewish family. Mm-hmm. My uncles are ruthless.
Yeah.
Like they make fun of me. I make fun of them. Like that is our love language.
Ah.
No, it's, yeah.
That sounds hurtful.
Well, welcome to the Brandt family. And it's just like, I, for like his sake, whoever, like he at least has to be 6 foot to even like hold a card. Mm-hmm. And my lovely stepfather is 5'10", so he and my mom, now that my mom is shrinking, she's shrinking in her old age. Ugh. She's losing some inches. She used to be 5'10", and now she's like 5'7". So she's shrinking in her old age, and knowing that like that'll be me when I'm her age, because like looking at your mother how she's aging is telling you how you're gonna age. And I just like who I end up with, like they have to be a little bit taller than me, like 6 foot. Just give me something. Like give me something. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not asking for 6'5". I am not asking like at least 6 foot. I'm happy because I need to feel small. I need to feel like I don't know.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that very much.
'Cause like when I was dating men who we're going to call them string beans, mm-hmm. in bed with them, I would be like, this man's hip is like there are inches on either side of him right now. And it made me feel uncomfortable. Like it wasn't sexy to me.
No, I understand that. It's more about insecurity than anything.
True.
And that's how I felt too. Mine wasn't the height. Mine was more like, I need you to be like way more than I do.
Yeah.
That was mine.
Yeah. And I don't think that's like, and it's nothing like, love the short kings. Like you will find your person. You are just not for me. Mm-hmm. I don't feel sexy.
Sure.
It's a me thing. It's a not a you thing.
Right.
It's a
right.
Me thing.
So it's not like a, like you're lesser if you're shorter. It's just that Rachel feels uncomfortable, which again has nothing to do with them.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Absolutely nothing. And it's just, I literally, I feel bad because, like, obviously people will probably think I'm shallow and stuff like that. But it is hard being a tall woman. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it is finding clothes, finding men, dating. It is harder. Mm-hmm. because also some men, I think it goes both ways, because I don't think men swipe, like, if they also have a height preference, like, they don't want a tall woman either.
No.
It goes both ways.
No, so it's like you each don't, like, you want one thing and they want the exact opposite, which is so funny.
Yeah.
Like, how that works. Which is funny because most of our friends in our group are tall.
Oh, my God. Your Snapchat a couple days ago with Azra and her sister?
Oh, yeah. I was like, how are they so tall?
And you were behind them because I think of them, Michelle Tanner, running through the kitchen of Full House. Wait for me. I got little legs.
That's exactly what it was.
Every time.
Well, they were, and they walked so fast. I was like, how do I keep up with them? And they're just walking at a stride. I'm like running behind them. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like,
how do I keep up? It's so funny, though.
And I didn't want to be like, can you guys slow down? Because, like, then I wouldn't be cool. So
no, I make a conscious effort because I know there are 6 inches between us.
Oh, one. Yeah, actually, that's funny. That's really funny. Yeah, I tell Harrison all the time to slow down. I'm like, you are running. He's like, this is a leisurely pace right now. I was like, you don't understand. I have little legs. Like, this is all torso. Everything that I have is all torso.
Because when we went to your bachelorette party, you have a lot of tall friends.
Oh my God, I do. I do. I just find all the tall people. I'm like, be my friend.
You're our fun size queen.
Yes, I love tall people. They're great. So do you have any stories of men lying about their height?
Oh my God, yes.
Tell me.
I think it's a well-known, like, fact on the dating apps. If a man says he's 5'10", that he's 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
I think it, or if he says he's 6 foot, he's actually 5'10". Mm-hmm. I think there is, like, it is well-known with women that, like, men lie about their height unless they are, like, actually 6'1".
Yeah.
There's also, like, on TikTok, there is a woman who will go to, like, busy bar towns mm-hmm. with a tape measurer and ask men how tall they are, and they'll give a number and be like, can we check?
And then they're like, no!
And I'm like, genius. Riley, what do you need? Nothing. You're just gonna give me the side eye.
Come here. Hop up.
But no, it is very, like, when I went on a date
mm-hmm.
and this man said that he was 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I can wear a little heel. I can wear a little heel, I'll be fine. I show up and I am taller than this man. I was only wearing like a 3-inch wedge.
Sure.
So I should have been eye level. Nope. Nope. He was at least 5'11".
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
And I would have planned accordingly. Like, sure, if you sure. tell me,
if
the
you
truth,
tell me, I would have, yeah.
Like, I am getting to the point in my old age.
Old age. You hush your mouth.
I know. I do not, like, love heels. Like, tall, like, 5-inch, 4-inch heels. Fuck that noise.
It hurts.
It needs to be a chunky heel. With, like, if I do wear a 4-inch, like, it has to have the platform. It has to be a platform heel.
Sure.
Like, I'm going to a wedding in 3 weeks for my friend Tara and Mike's wedding, who I met in college.
Mm-hmm.
And Tara's so fucking cute. We were, like, talking about, like, what I was going to wear to her wedding. Like, she was asking me questions. So I sent her, like, the photo of what I was thinking. She's like, yes, absolutely. And I'm like, oh, now I just have to figure out shoes. So she sent me a pair of shoes that she thought I would like. And I was like, you are so sweet. They didn't have my size because I'm a big foot, size 11. And
which is average in our group, FYI.
I know it's average in our group. No, I'm fully aware. No, because I went to Azra because I'm going to Iceland. And I was just like, hey, I need hiking boots recommendations because we know she's an active queen. Like, she mm-hmm. loves a hike. So, and, like, anything I'm buying, I check with her. Like, I bought snow pants yesterday and I checked with her. I was like, do you like these? She goes, yes, absolutely. Because they were on sale for like $20. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
No, I know. I love a deal.
Price.
But I, so she sent me, Tara sent me the shoes. And then I found something similar in my size and I sent it to her. She's like, yep, absolutely perfect. And then I was like, okay. And now I just need to get a pea coat. Got to figure that out. And it's just, she's so freaking cute. And it's just, it's hard for, like, women with clothing and being a certain size and figuring shit out, and I forget where I was going.
We were talking about men's eyes.
Thank you. I get on tangents and I forget where I'm going.
No, it's okay. You were talking,
talking about heels. Yeah. Oh, okay. So like I had very specific requirements for the shoes I was going to buy for this wedding. Cause like I can't do like the stiletto. Like that's going to hurt my ankles. They will be off in a second. Like I know this is going to be a long time. I need to be comfortable in these heels. So when it comes to men, like I'm not showing up to dates in like 5-inch heels. I'll like for definitely in the summer, I'll like wear my platform sandals that are like, give me an extra 2 inches. Or like if I know that he's like 5'10", I'll wear my sneakers.
Yeah.
Because like me in heels is very intimidating.
Yeah.
I am a all legs, long torso, like glamazon moment.
And yes, I know.
And it can be very intimidating. So like, if men are lying about their heights and I show up like that, I know the date's not going to be good.
No.
Because like, if they're, I just like, just be honest.
Yeah. Just be honest.
Just be honest on the dating apps. Like we had that man who called me a catfish because he thought that I wasn't showing full body pictures.
Even though you were.
Which is a bold faced lie. Because I refuse to be called a catfish. I refuse to not show that I am my authentic self, that this is who you're meeting. This is who I am. Like, I'm not going to lie to you because I want to find my person.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm on the apps, obviously we know I have taken a break. And thank fuck for that. But when I am on, I'm like, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, oh, I love to go hiking every weekend. No. Like, men will be like, well, what do you like to do for fun? I'm very honest. I'm like, well, I go to the gym 5 days a week and then I love to read. I love to be home. I love going out with my friends every once in a while, but yeah. Like I am not out partying every weekend.
Yeah.
Like I love my alone and downtime. I'm like, I'm very honest. Some might say too honest. And I just wish men were too.
Yeah.
Like, tell me what you want. Tell me what you're looking for. Like, please. It is not that hard. And if you don't know what you want, take some time to figure it the fuck out.
I agree. I agree with that very much.
You have thoughts right now because I can see it in
your
face.
No, I think of so many things because I say the same thing because I always know what I want.
Yes.
I'm extremely specific. But this goes for both men and women. There are people, you asking people what they fucking want to eat for lunch. Okay? You're like, what do you want? I'm like, sushi, Mexican, something.
Yeah.
You know, Italian,
Harrison
whatever.
Harrison never has to guess with you.
No. It's very easy. And that's one of the reasons why he likes me so much. Is because I know what I want immediately.
Yep.
But trying to ask someone else what they want is like pulling teeth. Mm-hmm. It is not fun for me. I'm sure it's not fun for you. Even for men. I'm sure when women are like, I don't know. Yes, you fucking do. No, you're just too afraid to say it.
Yeah.
So just say it. Be more bold. And I think we're, again, both men and women are afraid to say what they want because they're afraid the other person's going to judge them.
Yeah.
Harrison was sharing something about that with me today. There was like a TikTok where a man was like, I want to tell you how I feel, but I can't because I think you'll judge me. And it doesn't solve the problem by me telling you how I feel. And I was like, oh, shit, that hit pretty close to home for men, not even for women. I didn't even think about it that way. Because for me, I just say how I feel, you know?
I do struggle. Until I'm like comfortable with a person, I do struggle like telling them how I feel. I don't struggle telling what they want, but I struggle like telling them how I feel. I think there's like a distinction between the two.
There is. There is. And that's something we are all working on.
Yeah.
Therapy. But back to heights. I have gone on a date with someone who said they were, and again, I'm only 5'4". I don't care about height. I'm going to say that right now. I have never cared about height because I pretty much, the shortest man I've ever gone out with was the same height as me, and it didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this one guy, he said he was like, I think he said he was 5'9". And I was like, cool, all right, let's go. And I wore heels to that date, and I'm 5'4". I was the same height as him. And I was like, how is this possible? And I even asked him, I was like, are you sure you're 5'9"? Like, that's not me saying, are you sure you're 6 foot? I'm literally just saying, are you sure you're 5'9"? He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And in my mind, I was like, if he's lying about this, what else is he lying about?
Ugh.
You know, because it's
such a good point.
But again, I'm only 5'4" and I don't care about height. So if I've already come out and said all those things, why did you still feel the need to lie? You know,
you're still taller than me.
Right. Exactly. So for me, it was just like, again, if it was someone who wanted someone 6 foot and you lied, it's still weird too, because it's like, again, why did you feel the need to lie? Because like, we're going to find out, you know, as soon as we show up, we're going to find out.
We're not dumb.
Yeah. So it just doesn't make sense. But I, one of my husband's friends says that he changes his height to 6 foot when he is on the apps. Yep. Yep. And I said, why? And he's like, because there is more selection of women when you change your height to 6 feet. Because women sort out, like there's a filter and you could choose by men's height.
You can, if you on Bumble, you can pay to like narrow your preferences down. Like you can filter through the type of men that you are seeing.
Yep. Yep.
But you have to pay for that.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah.
But there's like, so you filter it out. And then if, so I guess women will pick like 6 feet or higher, you know, whatever. And for him, when he put his height, he kept running out of matches. And then when he finally put six, because like, I guess one of his friends who is a woman told him, why don't you change your height to 6 feet and see what happens? And he did. He had so many matches after that. And I was like, but you kept doing it, didn't you? And he did. But either way, it's like, we're going to find out, you know, we're going to find out when we meet you, that you are not your real height. So just be honest.
Please.
Just be honest.
And it's so funny because like men will put in their bio actually 6 foot or like, they'll that's justify funny. It or something. And I'm just like, I wish there wasn't a stigma around height. I wish I was shorter.
Why?
Because I feel like dating for me would be a lot easier if I was shorter.
I mean, yes, as a woman it would be easier if you were shorter, just like for men if they were taller it'd be easier too. But how about this? I can't reach the top aisle of the cereal aisle, or I can't reach the top shelf on the cereal aisle. That's the one. and I'm always like, oh, I wish I was just like 1 inch taller. I have to keep a very tall step stool in the house.
You do?
Or ask you. I'm like,
when I'm over.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I want to be independent, but I can't even reach the top shelf. You know? There's a lot of things. Also, I always feel like tall women are so pretty, and I feel like they just give off this aura of confidence. That's just my preference, but that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with shorter women, we have so much to prove and we always look so angry.
Oh no. No, I don't think that. I think short men are angry, but
well,
that's a whole
there's a
reason,
but yeah.
Some people have Napoleon complexes.
Yes, they do. Because I've asked a couple of our friends in our group, I'm like, how come you don't go out with short guys? And one of them said, it's not that I don't go out with short guys. It's just that when I go out with a shorter guy, they end up having a problem with me being taller because it makes them feel inferior.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, interesting, which goes back to what you said earlier with how you felt not inferior, but like you felt insecure when guys were either, you know, smaller than you.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see it both ways.
Yeah.
And it's really sad.
It really is.
We're all just really like depressed
and insecure.
Like all of us are. And if we all just talked about it more, maybe we'd all be like more comfortable.
If more people went to therapy, oh my God.
Perhaps. I don't know. Just thinking out loud.
Talkspace, sponsor us.
Please.
Because Rachel's on Talkspace. That's where I see my therapist. I love it. Well, I think that's the end of the episode. As always, please like and subscribe. Leave us comments on the platforms. I think you can do that on Apple Music and Spotify, or comment on or send us DMs on Instagram. That's fun. You can do that.
Tell us you like us.
Also, send us your stories at Plus Size Living with Rachel. And we love you.
Bye.
Bye.